3. This is Peter Bell on 6PR, the voice of Perth.
It's 21 past one. I think most of us feel very fortunate to be living in this great state of Western Australia, and we've got to attract as many visitors as possible, both from interstate and also international visitors. That is always difficult because clearly we're a very remote state. It can be expensive to get here, and in the past it's been expensive to stay as well, although with the tough financial climate we're in now, it seems that prices are stabilising a little bit, which hopefully means we're going to attract more visitors to the great state of Western Australia. It was with all of this in mind that I was interested in a story in the West today, Kent Acott, and involves a new business. It's called Sightseeing Pass. Now, the proponents of the business are a couple, Lisa and Chad D'Souza. They've got a rich history in working in WA tourism, and Lisa D'Souza joins us. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Peter. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for your time. And yourself and your partner, Chad, you spent a lot of time dedicating your lives and working lives towards WA tourism. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, thanks for that. Chad and myself have been in the industry for around 20 years each. Mm-hmm. You might pick up, I'm a Kiwi. He's definitely Perth-born and bred, but he's also worked in the industry for a long time. We've had experience as retail agents, as coach touring operators, and we've worked with many, many tourism boards, including South Australia, Northern Territory and WA. Mm-hmm. And we've had the chance to promote Western Australia for most of that. And, you know, what we see is we see a huge amount of fantastic promotion on the state that Tourism Australia and Tourism Western Australia and all the other local tourism boards do. But what we were finding was that even though there was plenty of information for the visitors, it was just becoming a little bit harder for them to decide and to book. And because, you know, the internet and the online environment has become quite overwhelming for people these days.
It is. You put in a sort of a search request and you're bombarded with different operators and different opportunities and experiences, and it can be a little bit overwhelming.
That's right. And not only that, it's starting to get harder to make decisions, and it's also really time-consuming. So we wanted to, try and find a way to make that easier. And, you know, we knew there was a gap in the market. We saw an opportunity and we thought, why don't we build a better experience by putting together a platform where we could bring people to our site, and knowing that we're locals, we've got the expertise, we know, you know, 90% of the operators that we've signed up on our website, Sightseeing Pass Australia, personally, we've worked with them for a long time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these operators as well, they don't get a chance to get out in that online environment and that digital space and actually get their product in front of visitors overseas.
Yeah.
You know, they don't have the expertise or sometimes the budget. And so we wanted to do that for them. So we're taking them into that environment. And so
the new, if I could just to clarify for people, it's a new online platform, sightseeingpassaustralia.com is where you go, and essentially it's a game changer for finding and booking things to do in WA. So it's got everything there, all on the one platform.
Yes, it does. So, you know, there's plenty of websites out there offering flights and accommodation, but we are purely for sightseeing and touring in Western Australia. And what we've done is we've gone through and looked at what sort of experiences people are wanting here. So we've got experiences based on coastal and aquatic, cruises, you know, things like Rottnest Island. Mm. We've got winery tours and food tours. We've got adventure product. So we've actually also, the main purpose of the site was to bundle some of these experiences together.
So that was going to be my question, Lisa. When I've been fortunate enough to travel with the family to other cities, other places, sometimes you can get on certain websites and you can pick out a few of the attractions, and an offering is made where you get a discount if you choose sort of five or six of the things that interest you.
Yes. So we've got passes that offer discounts, and we've got an opportunity where people can also create their own pass as well. So if you went onto our website, we've got summer specials where we've discounted combos.
Mm-hmm.
But that is our main aim. We're about to start ramping that discount process up very soon. We've got a lot of international interest coming through from airlines as well.
Yep.
So they're also wanting to offer discounts to their customers too. So Yes, that's back to what we'll be offering.
A big part of it. Yeah, we're speaking with Lisa D'Souza, Sightseeing Pass Director. It's a new game-changing platform, so you can book all your tourism experiences at once. What's been the response from industry? You mentioned you've got 90 different operators already signed up, so clearly it's going well.
Oh, not quite 90, but I'd like 90. Yeah, we've got about 40 lined up at the moment.
Okay.
And they're really excited, and we've seen some really good business coming through. So we are growing constantly. We're looking at, we've got a lot in Perth, definitely quite a few down in Margaret River region and Broome.
Yep.
And with the Broome season starting very soon, we'll be increasing that portfolio. But also, you know, we're not forgetting about the fantastic Coral Coast and the Golden Outback. Mm. We're looking at expanding our product into those regions too for people that are wanting to go up that way.
We've got so much to offer. How do you satisfy yourself about the quality of those people that want to work in with Sightseeing Pass? Do you have to make your own inquiry as to the quality of their offerings?
No, we know a lot of them, and we always will investigate their qualifications, you know, if they've got high testimonials, they're award-winning.
Yep.
Most of them are award-winning and accredited. You know, they're working with the likes of Tourism Council and also our local tourism boards as well. So we want that customer to have that really good experience. But, you know, there's a lot of new operators that are coming on board, and they're really proactive.
Mm.
You know, they're contacting the right people, and they're contacting us, and we want to give them a fair chance of exposure as well and an opportunity to get involved. So,
Lisa, you've had a lot of experience with tourism in Western Australia. This is more a broad question, not so much about Sightseeing Pass solely.
Uh-huh.
What is the big attraction for people to come to Western Australia? What are they looking for? What excites them about our state?
Well, I can tell you from a New Zealand point of view, absolutely the climate and the laid-back feel of the place. You know, everybody seems to be very friendly, and the hospitality here is really lovely. You know, we get people enjoying the outside and outdoor, you know, lifestyle as well. You know, sitting outside and enjoying a meal on the waterfront or around our harbour, you know, Fremantle particularly. I know that from the Southeast Asian markets, they love to come in for the wildlife.
Mm.
And they also love to come in to for Rottnest Island, you know, down south to the Margaret River region to all the forests. From a New Zealand point of view, we get a stack of people over here just wanting to indulge in that lifestyle and being outdoors by the beaches and the food and wine as well.
It's very exciting. We wish you all the best for your business, sightseeingpassaustralia.com, if you want to check it out. And I'm sure it's going to be hugely successful. And anything to promote the great state of Western Australia will be very well received, I think. Thanks for your time, Lisa.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
There's Lisa D'Souza, Sightseeing Pass Director. It's a good idea, and I'm sure those of you who have travelled, you've seen similar offerings, and rather than we'll have to sort of individually book to all the tourist attractions, you do get a discounted rate for bundling a few up, five or six, and there can be quite significant savings that you can make through that. But look, there's a lot to see. I mean, it's a massive state, clearly. There's a lot to see. It'll be great. And we sing the praises of the Southwest. I do particularly. It is a beautiful area, but we've got so much more to offer. Even the deeper south of Western Australia, down Denmark and Esperance, and north as well. Adam Shan was talking about heading up north, even day trips up to Moore River and Ledge Point, Lancel, and those places further north. And I've got to say, I always find it really interesting heading out to the Kalgoorlie region as well. Just something completely different, I think, of the rich sort of mining history, a frontier town of sorts, and far north, as Lisa has just spoken about. The Broome season is upon us now. I'm lucky I've got relatives, close family up in Broome, so we generally like to get up there for a few days when it's winter down here in Perth. So there's so much to see, so much territory to cover here in WA, and I'm sure that Sightseeing Pass will be a huge resource, particularly for international tourists who want to make their way to Western Australia. And the wide open spaces still appeal, and it's one of our probably most undervalued resources in many congested areas and high-density cities. Their citizens like to come out here and look and see horizon everywhere. I think that's of huge appeal to a number of people.